Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the first reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Beloved, remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. Remember now, this is Paul. He's training new disciples to preach the gospel. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded. We were slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. This is what God did for us. But brothers and sisters, he did it out of his mercy. We didn't deserve it. No matter what we would do, we would never deserve eternal life. We're limited, we're scarred, we're compromised in some ways, we're all kinds of things. But he loves us. And as long as we turn our heart to him, as long as we repent of our sin, he can use us. He can live in us and work through us. He can make us what we were called to be by birth and by baptism, what we were called to be. So brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter the talents you have or don't have. It doesn't matter your bank account. On a certain level, it doesn't matter your bank account. It doesn't matter your personal gifts. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter what people you know who can help you to do X, Y, and Z. That's not what's really important. What's really important is the graces flowing through you as a son or a daughter of God and your willingness to identify yourself with Jesus Christ. Your willingness to die to those things that are not good, to the desires, to die to those that are not good and say, no, I'm not going down on that path. Jesus, help me not to go down that path. Help me to keep my gaze fixed on you. You'll fail. Just repent the moment you fail and get right back looking at the Lord, following him, seeking after him, letting his word shape you and form you. And as you do that, you're going to know the kindness and generous love of God, our Savior. Not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, which he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace, not by our good deeds. Good deeds help us to walk in his grace, but it's his grace that justifies us. It's grace that makes us heirs in hope of eternal life. It's his grace. Depend on him. Seek him. Seek to unite yourself more and more closely with him. Seek to have a common mind with him and a common heart with him. Ask him to help you. Read his word daily. Repent of your sin in your own heart daily. Bring it before the Lord daily. Receive the sacrament of reconciliation, which gives power to overcome the sin if you put your will behind it. Just draw closer and closer to him. You can. He waits for you. He will never force you, but he waits for you. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Psalm 23. Make it your own psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. He certainly is mine. And that means that he has to correct me. I've said this before, but you remember all those pictures we see of the Lord holding the lamb in his arms. And most often the shepherds, men and women who are shepherds these days, will say that oftentimes when you see a picture of a lamb around the neck of the shepherd, it's because the lamb won't obey. And so he picks him up, or he may have injured himself and the shepherd will carry him, but often he picks him up to bring him closer to himself. He lets the sheep be injured to bring him closer to self. Can you make the analogy with us? Sometimes God allows things in our lives in the hopes that they will bring us to Him and we will begin to depend on Him, look to Him, follow Him. That's what He's after. When the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of His mercy, He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by His grace. We can't make ourselves just or righteous, but we can be justified by His grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. You're going to live forever. You really are. Earthly death is merely that. You do not want eternal death. You want eternal life. So live your life that way, with that goal constantly before you. It's interesting that Psalm 23 be the psalm for today. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. When I need restful waters, seek Him. When I need refreshment, seek Him. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for You are at my side. With Your rod and Your staff, the rod of discipline, the staff of care, pastoral care, concern, guidance, that's what You want. With Your rod and Your staff, that give me courage. Even when we need to be corrected, may it give you courage that God is aligning you with Him more and more to bring you to union with Him forever. That's what He's doing. Even if things seem to go wrong, Lord, how are You using? I don't always get answers, but I ask Him sometimes, what are you doing? Why did You allow this? Why did this happen? And sometimes I don't get answers, but what I do get is greater trust in Him. Because at the end of my complaining, I simply say to Him, Lord, You know better than I do. So lead me and guide me that You may be honored and glorified and that I might be with You for all eternity. Just pray that way. And the gospel is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued His journey to Jerusalem, He traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As He was entering a village, 10 lepers met Him. They stood at a distance from Him and raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when He saw them, He said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. As they were going, they did what He asked them to do, even though they haven't seen it yet. They're saying, have pity on us. And He just says, go, show yourselves to the priest. He asks of them an act of faith. Because at that moment, at that precise moment, they didn't see the healing. Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. What if he had said, well, he didn't have any time for us. He sent us to the priest. And so they don't go. How many times do we do that? Do we turn away from an act that is going to lead us closer to God or to deeper healing? Don't get scrupulous about it, but every time when you have a decision to make, say, Lord, enlighten my mind and strengthen my will to do good and to avoid evil. It's a wonderful little prayer. Enlighten my mind and strengthen my will to do good and to avoid evil. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, continues, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned. So while they're on their way to the priest, they're healed. And one, realizing it really had happened, he returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. They didn't have much conversation with Samaritans. There was not, they were not a people that were acceptable, so to speak. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Whoa! Look at that. Look at that. All these other people. Did they thank God? No. They went, whoa, ho, you know, on our way. We're healed. But this one, not a Jew, this one returned to give thanks. How often do you return to give thanks for what prayers God answers for you? How great, what a grateful heart do you have? What kind of a heart do you have? Is it a heart of gratitude? Dorothy Day, who was she was co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, died in the year 1980, and she quoted this that I think it's a brief story, but I think it's worth sharing with you here. She said, Father Roy, our dear Josephite friend who worked with us at Easton and who has been these past 2 years in a hospital in Montreal, learning what it is to be loved, used to tell the story of a leper he met at a hospital up on the Gaspé Peninsula. The leper complained to him, how could he believe in the love of God? And Father Roy proceeded to tell his favorite story. First of all, he says, there is dirt, the humus from which all things spring. And the flower says to the dirt, how would you like to grow and wave in the breeze and praise God? And the dirt says, yes. And that necessitates its losing its own self as dirt and becoming something else. And then the chicken comes along and says to the flower, how would you like to be a chicken and walk around as I do and praise God? And the flower assures the chicken that it would like that indeed. But then it has to cease to be a flower. And the man comes to the chicken and says to it, how would you like to be a man and praise God? And of course the chicken would like this too, but it has to undergo a painful death to be assimilated to the man in order to praise God. When Father Roy told this story, he said with awe, and the leper that he had been speaking to looked at me, and a light dawned in his eyes, and he clasped my hands and gasped, Father. And then we both cried together. If I'm going to be more and more like Christ, I have to be willing to die to myself, to serve another, Jesus. I have to be willing to put down some of my own selfish desires, my own plans. I have to be willing to be more and more conformed to Jesus. It's not easy. But if we ask God's help, if we beg the Holy Spirit to help us, to alert us, to teach us, he will give it to us. May God bless each and every one of us that we may become the saints God created us to be. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.